We'll be back with Shane McGuinness on 3SH shortly, but right now we're speaking to the CEO of the Balranald Shire, Terry Dodds. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Sam.
Now, Terry, the Balranald Shire had a council meeting yesterday. Can you tell us what happened during that?
So yesterday was a pretty big day, actually, Sam. We started at 9 in the morning and had one meeting after the other and didn't finish till about 25 to 7 last night. So hats off to the councillors and staff who put a pretty big day in yesterday. So the business paper for the Audit and Risk and Improvement Committee was over 500 pages and the council paper was over 300 pages, so I won't go through things step by step, but I will talk about the things that may be of interest to the listeners. Council's been approached, and this happens quite regularly, we've been approached by five or six companies asking us to consider public-private partnerships in providing charging infrastructure for electric vehicles. So there was a report went up about that, and we're doing a little bit more work on that. It's a bit of a catch-22 situation, though, EV charging. Because of economies of scale and the lack of business opportunities in the more remote areas, you're only ever going to get companies wanting to put EV chargers in the more higher populated areas, which we already have. People with EVs would be actually better off getting the charging stations put in places that are less populated so that they can travel the longer distances between drinks. But that's not how business dividends work. So because we've already got charging stations in Balranald and Euston, and there's five companies courting us to be able to put some more in. So look, eventually there'll be lots of different charging stations all over the place, but at the moment it's the chicken or the egg, so our report went up to council about that yesterday. One of the things that the Office of Local Government asked council to do, and they get councils to do this quite regularly, was to review council's rating structure. So council had a specialist consultant have a look at our rating and put a report up to council yesterday about no changes really to everyone with exception of transient workforce accommodation villages, so worker villages. And the rationale behind that is that when you've got, you know, 300, 400, 500 people in a very dense area, they disproportionately use council services compared to, say, having 6 or 8 homes in that area. So if they disproportionately use the services, they're actually technically getting subsidised by normalcy, if you like, by the general ratepayer, so because of the disproportionate scale. So the report went up about that.
Well, as you did say, there's a lot being discussed yesterday. Is there a place where people can go to see what else has been discussed at the council meeting?
Yes, it's on Balranald Shire Council's website under council documents. They can read the whole lot.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Terry. That was Balranald Shire CEO Terry Dodds.